What have you learned from Brian Dawkins so far?
A whole bunch about work ethic, whole bunch about having an approach every day. It's kind of amazing, really, to see how he approaches every little thing and how dedicated he is to his craft.
How's this defense coming together?
It's coming along. We got a lot in as of right now in comparison to how much more we have to put in. There's not a lot. We're doing a lot of different things than we were last year, which is good. And guys are out there working with an intent and trying to get better. As far as the safety position, there's not a lot of change. A little bit of change in techniques and stuff like that. A little bit changes in disguises and pre-snap alignments, because there's a lot you can do pre-snap with that 3-4 to give the offense a tougher look, and especially with the two high safeties. We've been doing a good job this camp and prior camps of really disguising and doing a lot to make it tough for the quarterback.
You talked about Brian Dawkins, what you picked up from him. Is there anything specific on how he approaches the game that you really picked up or noticed from him or been impressed with?
Yeah, his intensity. I mean, he's very serious about what he does. He takes it very serious, and his intelligence as far as knowing when and what to do is what I've noticed the most.
Was he your first kind of team? Have you got young guys kind of taken to him?
Yeah.
How's
it? Yeah, that's a good analogy, I guess. As far as, I think it's up to the individual, because, right now, especially for the young guys coming in from college, it's way different. I mean, especially just given the age difference and stuff like that. But for me personally, I just try and, this little thing, you don't necessarily even have to ask questions, but through his actions, through his demeanor, and you can pretty much pick up on a lot of stuff.
What did you think of, obviously his team drafted two safeties, some safety finished last year. What did you think of the offseason and kind of new work?
Yeah, I mean, it's each year is a new year. I mean, it's kind of a deal that obviously you're not used to coming just being your second year, but I mean, it's going to be a battle, and there's only so many spots. Learned that last year. And you just have to have that approach that, got to go out and prove and earn your spot every day.
At the same time, at the practices we've seen, you've been nickel safety,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've been encouraged by that?
Yeah, I have. That's something that I feel like I can definitely help the team out and our defense out in that package. I feel like there's not a tight end that I won't be able to cover. So given that and our scheme and all that other stuff, we should be able to give really good looks in that package.
It also looks like you're playing, you're a monster back type.
It's almost a hybrid, yeah. Because at times, I mean, I'll line up as the Mike backer would line up, or as our Jack backer would line up, and then in other coverages, it's pretty flexible. So they can actually, I can be out on a slot, given a certain offensive formation, or inside the box playing a B gap.
What do you think you showed?
Just that I was, capable of making plays and capable of being an impact player for a defense, and especially on special teams. I mean, I was confident coming into last year that special teams was going to be something from Jump Street that I was going to be able to hopefully help the team with. But things, I honestly believe things happen for a reason. And, it ultimately, I think there's a lesson to be learned from it. I don't want it to happen again, but, yeah.
What did you personally do to build off of that this offseason?
I think it's just an approach that you have mentally, physically, working with an approach of knowing what to expect, knowing how you need to feel, knowing what you need as far as your body. So getting prepared in the weight room and doing that sort of stuff is a huge benefit coming into your second year.
What type of advice could you give these rookies now based on how your experience went?
Based on how my experience went is, sometimes you can only control the things within yourself. I mean, there are factors that you cannot control. You can only control what you can control and do the best to control that in a manner that will benefit you the most. And, you know, don't worry about the stuff that you can't control. It'll all work out.
How much do you think, what you did at Tampa last year kind of carries over? Just because it's a new coaching staff. Mm-hmm. You built up the old coaching staff, I liked you, but you may change with the new coach. I have no idea. How much do you think it carries over?
There's a little carryover, but it's obviously new stuff. But confidence-wise, it's something that I feel like there's been a jump. You know, I feel confident that there's a lot that I'm able to do. So I think that's the biggest thing that I'm bringing over from last year in part.
This defense is a little maligned last year. Mm-hmm. Maligned. Yeah. Do you guys feel like you have something to prove? I mean, is that something you guys have talked about?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something that, as a unit, as a secondary unit, we talk about. I mean, the amount of takeaways that we had last year wasn't suffice. You know, it didn't do enough to help us win. So having that approach and really just sticking with it. I mean, during practice, we got drills that are just for stripping the ball, just for working on what we call like low impact angles, where you're not gonna be the guy maybe to make the first hit, but you might be the first guy to be able to get a shot at the ball to get the ball loose. So certain things like that, aggressiveness like that is what we really need to work on.
Talk about this camp a little bit. You know, the previous camps have been so much focus on the learning aspect. Do you feel like you're still in that stage, or are you starting to actually kind of play football? You're knowing the system.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely a more comfortable stage to be in. You're picking up things a lot quicker. There's not as much lag time between when you learn something and then when you're able to apply it on the field. So having that it's helpful.
Is that a relief feeling that you can actually just play football?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. And that's ultimately, I mean, that's one of your goals, especially how to become a better player. You got to be able to be relaxed. You got to be able to not to think out there and just react.